Joining us now is Gideon Rachman, who's the chief foreign affairs commentator for the Financial Times. Gideon is in London. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
We alluded to it at the top of the hour. You see potential echoes of the 1970s, both in what's going on in the U.S. economy and particularly what's going on in the U.S. presidential campaign. Back in 1976, it was Carter versus Ford. Of course, it's Obama versus McCain right now. Describe what the echoes are that you think are particularly relevant.
Well, I should perhaps explain that in a sense I'm kind of reliving my childhood. I was living in California in 1976, and it was my introduction to American politics, and it was incredibly absorbing. And the thing that I remember was this huge excitement around Carter as this new figure who promised a kind of moral renewal for the U.S. And I think some of the reasons that people were looking for a Carter figure, an outsider who promised renewal, are similar to the reasons that people are looking positively at Obama. America had an energy crisis. It had just emerged from the Vietnam War. You have the parallels with the Iraq War now. And also there was a sense that the U.S. had kind of lost its way morally, that there were these hearings in Congress at the time about the CIA's involvement in nefarious dealings overseas, which I think have some echoes with the hearings about Guantanamo now.
Have echoes on the Republican side. You have Gerald Ford back then, sort of one step removed from the most discredited president of the 20th century. And now you've got John McCain, sort of one step removed from George W. Bush.
Absolutely. And both, you know, having this difficult business of trying to distance themselves from a Republican predecessor. And it didn't really work for Ford in the end. And it doesn't look at the moment that it's working for McCain.
Well, a Carter analogy to Barack Obama isn't exactly a positive story for the Obama campaign. Do you actually think that Obama is conceivably likely to turn out like Jimmy Carter?
No, I mean, well, it's difficult to say. Let's put it that way, because obviously there are differences. I think that maybe a better way of thinking about it is that the Obama people, if and when they get into the White House, will have to think quite hard about, well, what went wrong for Jimmy Carter and how can we avoid that? And I think that trying to break down the problems of the Carter presidency, I think there was an air of panic at times over energy. Carter gave this speech in 1977 when he said, rather incredibly, that, you know, we could use up all the oil in the world within 10 years. I think Carter was perhaps too pessimistic a figure. I mean, he had lots of integrity, but he gave the famous malaise speech in 1979 where he said, you know, we've lost a sense of meaning in our own lives. And I think, to be fair, Obama has learned those lessons. He's deliberately very, very optimistic. You know, the whole hope campaign is really perhaps owes more to Reagan than to Carter.
Gideon, one of the amazing things about the piece that you wrote last week, where you did make this comparison to Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama, is that this election, like 1976, is perhaps more about the electorate of America than it is about the candidates. It's what we want in this time of crisis that either reveals something about us or reveals certain contradictions in American life.
Sure. Well, I suppose in all democracies, ultimately, it comes down to what the electorate wants. But I think you're right. There's a sort of volatile mood at the moment. I mean, I think there's always been a taste in American politics for the outsider. But at times of perceived crisis, particularly when there's a simultaneous problems in the domestic economy and in America's standing overseas, there is a desire to say, look, let's start afresh. Let's go for somebody new. And I think in that respect, Obama's campaign and his appeal are rather similar to those of Carter. But I think talking about the lessons that Obama's people have to learn, I think the other one they have to learn, obviously, is that Carter went into foreign policy with all sorts of good intentions about talking to foreign leaders, using personal diplomacy. And sometimes it worked. It worked quite well on the Camp David peace accords, which I guess were Carter's greatest achievement. But it ended up with him looking rather naive. And
right.
I think that's a parallel that Obama has to watch.
Well, it's fascinating to think about and talk about. Gideon Rachman, chief foreign affairs commentator for the Financial Times. Thanks for joining us. Comparison is kind of irresistible.
I know.
And terrifying.
And I liked your point about the electric, because you have to wonder, with all these very similar pressures, what the outcome will be. Will they
Good
go
question.
For change?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.